Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The advocates of legalizing marijuana have been placing ads in public buses and subways to promote the legalization of this drug. Public transportation receives large amounts of taxpayers' money every year, and it is a well-established principle of American law that Congress can put strings on the acceptance of taxpayers' money. For example, we all know that Congress passed laws to cut off highway funds to any state that declined to enforce seatbelt laws or the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Congress also used this power to force raising the drinking age. The District of Columbia Transit Authority was running ads on its buses and subway that showed attractive citizens over the caption, "One in three adult Americans have tried marijuana." Congress got fed up with these two pro-illegal drug ads preying on captive public audiences, and Congress passed the Istook Amendment to compel local officials to choose between taking the taxpayers' money or running ads attacking our laws against illegal drugs. Fortunately, the Supreme Court has been consistently and often unanimously supportive of federal laws against addictive drugs. The High Court has repeatedly slapped down efforts by some states to bypass federal prohibitions on illegal drugs. However, the ACLU filed a lawsuit to try to overturn this law. We were shocked to learn that the U.S. Justice Department has taken the extraordinary action of refusing to continue to defend this law on appeal. The Justice Department notified the Federal Court of Appeals that it was withdrawing its defense of the statute. The Justice Department sent a letter implying that public buses and subways can only ban ads encouraging the use of illegal drugs if they simultaneously ban ads discouraging illegal drugs. That argument defies common sense, but it shows that there are government officials who do not want to enforce laws against marijuana.
Do you believe the American people should be governed by laws made by our elected representatives or by non-elected judges imposing their own social and political agendas? This question is discussed in Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org or call 1-800-726-8096. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when you see your stockbroker hitchhiking out of town. Derry Brownfield.
He doesn't actually have to be hitchhiking out of town. He just could be leaving with a U-Haul trailer. But anyway, it's good to have you along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Anyhow, I have an email here from a listener I would like to share with you, Derry and Jeff. Well, we have an email here. It's both of us, Jeff. The caller said, I called into Bill O'Reilly radio show last Friday and brought up NAFTA and CAFTA. Demonstrations in Mexico City, demonstrations in Canada, demonstrations in Guatemala, balance of payments in the red, and the U.S. farmers' loss of income. I was asked about subsidies to U.S. farmers. Bill said he knew little about free trade agreements. His Friday shows are anything you want. The screener was very interested in the issue. I spoke to the screener for 5 minutes and O'Reilly for 4 minutes on the air. Well, you know, you're not going to teach him much in 4 minutes, but maybe, you know, maybe there is a chance that these people will learn there is more to news than Michael Jackson and courtroom shootings and communist college professors from Colorado and baseball steroids and save the snails and the whales and the puppy dog tails. It's such a shame that these people don't understand really what's in the news that affects our lives. I mean, so Michael Jackson is a problem. I mean, if you've watched any of the stuff he did, that I watched that Michael Jackson thing twice, at least parts of it, where he went on a buying spree and where he was spending money to buy stuff that no one would even want in their house and spending millions of dollars doing that. You know, I mean, and then all these other things that they come and they go. But, hey, when we talk about the spending bill, and I heard one of our top talk show hosts in the nation say, well, I don't want to talk about legislation on this show. Legislation, people, is what we have to live by. Now, we have a spending bill here, and believe it or not, well, let me give you the number of it. It's H.R., it's a House Resolution 1268. All right, got that? It's going to add $87.5 billion to a federal budget that's already out of control. This is the second largest supplemental appropriations bill in the history of the world. It includes money for the tsunami relief, foreign aid to more than a half dozen nations, peacekeeping interventionism, an embassy in Iraq, an airport in Kuwait, money to help the Afghan farmers stop raising poppies. There's money in there to build a baseball stadium for Washington, D.C., and it reminds me of an old song.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point.
And the point is that, hey, there's a whole gob of those big spenders. You don't have to just sit around and wait for them. We know where they are. We have their addresses. We have their telephone numbers. And they're in Washington, D.C. And as I mentioned, this H.R. 1268 is going to add $87.5 billion. Now, this is not the budget. This is adding to the spending bill. Adding to it. It's the second largest supplemental appropriation income in the history. The history of what? Well, the history of anything. No country has ever had a spending bill like that. As I said, it includes money for the tsunami relief, foreign aid to more than a half dozen nations, peacekeeping intervention, an embassy in Iraq, an airport in Kuwait, money to help the Afghan farmers stop raising poppies, a baseball stadium for Washington, D.C., and that's just part of the list, all right? The House is going to add to this the National Identification Bill. Now, this bill, and we've told you about it time and time again, if our Congress votes against this bill, you know what they're going to say? Oh, well, that means you vote against people that need money. What about our troops in Afghanistan? What about our troops in Iraq? You're voting against the tsunami victims. Article 1, Section 8 gives the House the authority to originate all spending bills. The Senate will be particularly forced to approve this national ID because, hey, if they don't, they're going to be voting against our troops. They're going to be voting against these poor people over in Tunisia. The Senate will also be voting on this national ID. It's already in this bill. Because it is made part of the spending bill. So, surely, Bush will veto it, right? Are you kidding? Bush has never vetoed any spending bill ever, ever, ever. Bush is the only... Let me see if I can find this. I know I have it someplace. Well, I don't know what I did with it. But Bush is the only president, since I believe it was John Quincy Adams. I think it was Quincy Adams. I was looking for it and I couldn't find it. But he is the only president since Quincy Adams that has not vetoed at least one spending bill. This guy spends money like he's a Democrat. I mean, they're going, you can't believe what they're doing. Remember when the Republicans took office back in, what was it, 1994, wasn't it? When Newt Gingrich was the Speaker of the House, and these 73 freshman Republicans said, "Hey, we have now a contract with America. We're going to cut out all of these programs." They haven't cut out anything, and they've spent more money than Clinton did. Come on, what's conservative about these jokers? Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Jerry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, It's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here. And yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value. A great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well: real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned. And talking about this spending bill, you know Bush is going to, he's going to sign that thing. And we're spending ourselves right into a depression, looks to me like. But let's go back to the 1994 era when these 73 freshman Republicans came in. They pushed through a budget resolution. Did I get that out? Okay. See, I didn't have any fighting chicken eggs for breakfast today. I brought Jeff another dozen. So if he wants to bring me some more fitting chicken eggs in, well, I can do so much better if I'm not on an empty tum-tum here. But anyway, they pushed through this budget resolution that called for the elimination of all these federal programs, and they wanted to get rid of five federal departments. Well, did not happen. Not only did that not happen, but the Republican Party has not decreased the size or scope of the federal government, to my knowledge, in any department. In fact, the thing has just exploded. Now, this is coming from the Cato Institute, but they tell us that overall federal spending has increased twice as fast under George W. Bush as under Bill Clinton. President Bush's budget even increases expenditures for these organizations such as the National Endowment of the Arts and the Legal Services Corporation. Some of these things that, you know, you don't need. Where once the party called for the elimination of the Federal Department of Education, and, you know, Reagan was going to do that. He said, let's eliminate. And in fact, if I remember that, wasn't that one of the planks in his platform? When he got elected, he was going to eliminate the Department of Education. Well, under George W., federal spending for the Department of Education has grown 40%. That's almost, again, as much as they were spending on it, right? 40% is almost half as much. I should say half again as much. But anyway, Bush is the first president since, there it is. I knew it was there someplace. Bush is the first president since John Quincy Adams to serve a full term and not veto a single spending bill. How do you stop these people? How do you rein them in? You know, you wonder about that. I'm looking at an article here written by Tom DeWeese, and I'm just going to use parts of it because I'm going to have Tom on to talk about his program one of these days. But he said, last year I watched with horror while this lame duck section of the 108th Congress passed one assault on liberty after another, bills that we had fought to derail during the regular section. Congress passed a 3,000-page bill, which most representatives didn't read, to implement the National Identification Card, strengthen the already horrendous Patriot Act. Then Congress passed a mandatory universal mental health screening bill that will force our children to take mind-altering drugs. They're going to have to, he said, in the heat of the session, we're out of time. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Jim in Michigan. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Hey, dearie. I sure do love your program.
Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to explain a few things. This is through research I did, about 12 years ago, and I was really on my congressman to start reading bills. And one thing I did find out working with some people in the Heritage Foundation is a few of the House rules that maybe people are not aware of. The first one I know of, for sure, is the fact that it's illegal, according to House rules, for anybody to put a non-germane amendment into any bill.
Why not? Explain non-germane.
Well, let's say if you have a spending bill, you can't put in a national ID card bill because
right.
It has nothing to do with the spending. The spending bill has to do only with money appropriated for whatever project they're going to do.
Now, that is in the House rules?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do they do it then?
Well, usually it happens in the conference committee. When you have a merging of the Senate bill and the House bill, this is usually where they stick in the leadership and prospective committees that have to do with the legislation that they're dealing with. They'll stick that in there. But it is against House rules. Number two, it is against the House rules to bring a bill on the floor of a House for a vote, a final vote, until that That piece of legislation has appeared on a congressional record for 3 days. Now, that's the House rule. So any bill coming down, whether it be the Patriot Act, should have appeared in full on the congressional record before it was ever brought to the House for the final vote. Now, how do they get away with that? And this is where I really hammer my congressman when they say, well, they don't give us enough time to read our bills. What they do, they have another rule where they can waive the rule, which means they come on before the bill is introduced and they say, we'd like to waive the rule that allows this bill to be put on the congressional record. So congressmen, and most of the time it's done with a voice vote, so nobody knows who voted yes and who voted no to waive that three-day waiting period.
Yeah, that's typical, too, that voice vote thing.
Yes, and one thing people can do when their congressman complain about not being able to read a bill, you could ask the congressman, well, what did you do as far as your vote to waive the three-day rule? And they can say, well, I voted no. And then you can also say, well, did you call for an electronic vote? As anyone in the House can do, call for an electronic vote so they are on record that they voted no not to bring this bill to the floor of the House and waive the rule. So, and all it takes is, I do believe, one person.
That's what I was going to ask. Can just one person do that?
Electronic vote, and it gets second and third, and then it's done. But they don't do that. This is how they lie to us. If you know the House rules, they can't squirm out of it because you have them.
Yeah, now, I talked over you there a moment ago. Did you say that only one person can call for an electronic vote and it must be done?
No. I'm saying if they objected to the voice vote,
right,
the congressman could go up and he could request to the speaker for a electronic vote to waive the rule, and all he would need would be someone to second the motion, okay?
It takes two, then, to do it.
Yes, sir, but I'm sure Ron Paul would do it. You can ask him about that, too. There's many things they use to lie to us because people don't understand House rules, but once you get a little bit of education, people know what the rules are and how they trick us and how they say, well, we didn't have time. When if they were to do what they should do, Derry, they would always call for an electronic vote, and then we could hold these people to the fire because that also appears in the congressional record.
Were you listening yesterday? Did you hear my show yesterday when I was talking about how the American people are like mushrooms?
No, sir. I was doing other things.
But you
yesterday.
Don't have to make an excuse. You know, you're allowed to miss once in a
yes,
while.
Sir.
But I had this article. I don't have it in here with me now because we've had quite a few requests for it, and Beth's got it on her desk. But it has to do with it's a very well-written essay about how the American people, how Congress wants to keep the American people like mushrooms. In other words, in the dark and covered with manure.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time that they want to even have anything to do with them is at election time. But how the American people are beginning to get a little ray of sunshine once in a while. Because we do have some news media that's not as biased as you know, that doesn't cover up as much as the regular national media that we are so familiar with.
Well, you know, it just takes a few, and I press my congressman on this all the time, but there's things like the discharge petition that was in the spotlight, goodness, I think it was back in the early 90s, which was a secret petition to get any bill out of conference committee, and if nobody signed that petition, of course, then the bill would be just held in limbo, and then everybody could come home and said, well, I co-sponsored the bill, I wanted that bill, but it just never got out of the conference committee, and I don't know why that happened. And that shows you the collusion between the Democrats and the Republicans, and by using, I think the best thing the American people could do was to find out about House rules and how they use that against us, and the collusion between the parties, and I'm saying most likely I think the leadership of the Republican and the Democratic Party are both on the same page.
Well, their philosophies are the same. You can just look at, just like we said, the Republicans are literally outspending the Democrats. So, hey, but I appreciate your call, Jim. Keep listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org. or dial 605-993-6201. 2005 has arrived, and which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day-to-day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare corns are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says 25% of American men kiss their wives goodbye when leaving the house. 99% of them kiss their houses goodbye when leaving the wife. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. By the way, did I give our number today? I don't know if I did or not. It's 1-800-973-3779. Several people must have that memorized because we have several callers. Let's go to Maryland. Barney. Hi, Barney. You're up next.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
If people would go to the Barnes Review and get a copy of Congressman Paul Finley's book, They Dared to Speak Out, or go to The Truth at Last and get a copy of Congressman Finley's video, people would understand why it does little good to call to Congress, because the AI PAC, controlled by the Zionists, controls all three branches of the government.
All right. Appreciate the call, Barney. Let's go to Bill in Ohio. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
How you doing? I thought you were talking to a couple moments ago, talking about the voice votes in the Congress. I was kind of wondering, and if you would know, or anyone out there, possibly he could call back if he knows, if a voice vote is taken on something, that a piece of legislation, you know, that's a basically a Christmas tree that has a bunch of stuff in it, and it's kind of odious. I'm wondering if it's possible anybody could challenge this by, in effect, contacting every member of of the House, call every member of the House and ask, did you vote for this? And if it was a fairly unpopular item, most of them probably was, oh, no, I didn't vote for that. Well, could you not then challenge that as a possible mistake or, dare we say, fraud, and demand that the vote be taken again and recorded, you know, one by one?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You're saying that if... hey, everybody voted against it, how come it passed?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. Is that possible?
I don't know.
I'm wanting to know.
I have no idea. Maybe, Jim, if you're still listening, if you know the answer, you might give us a call. And I don't know. It's over my head, but it does bring up a good point, Bill. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jeff in Kansas. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. You hear me okay?
You bet. You're coming in loud and clear.
I'm on a cell phone. I just wanted to know if I normally don't have time to call my representatives, but I email them quite often, and when you get on their website, you have to pick a topic of what you want to talk about. And so far, every time I've got, you know, just a regular old form letter that tells how they stand, and I actually, this last time, and I usually always get a response, but this last time, I actually gave them the ball, and it was on the national ID card legislation. I asked them, because about the national ID, and I got this form letter back saying he was stating that it wasn't a national ID and all that. So I actually asked him the question. I said, what is your definition of a national ID card? And I wanted to hear, because the legislation that they're passing, to me, that is a form of national ID.
Oh,
and
there's no doubt about that.
And he never did respond back to me. And I know most of the time the representatives don't even get your emails, or, you know, they're just helpers there in the office that send these form letters back that... But I want to actually know, and I want people to write their representatives and ask their representatives, what's your definition of national ID card? Because when the representatives sit down and think about it, the national ID card, that's what we're passing. And they're just so out of touch. It's just, I can't believe it.
They know what they're doing. I don't think there is any doubt but what they know what they're doing. They know they're passing a national ID card because there's congressmen that do know it. What Ron Paul, of course, he fights it, but he'll tell you right up front what it is. And you know the rest of them, they're smart people or they couldn't be where they are. They know what they're doing, but they're being bought off by the one-worlders or the multinational corporations or whoever it happens to be that they're in their bailiwick at the time. And by saying bought off, I don't suppose they actually take bribes, although we do know that some of them have. But, you know, it comes through the voting apparatus. They're going to get contributions, and this is the way the whole thing works, and they remember who donated the most money to their cause. But...
Other than Ron Paul and probably a very select few, their allegiance to most of these representatives are their party and to get reelected, and that's basically why they're there.
Yeah, I always say they have two major goals when they go to Washington. First is to get elected, and then second is to get reelected.
Well, I brought this up to Ron Paul before. And I've heard other people ask him, too. I wish he would run for the governorship of Texas and win that and try to take the state of Texas back, and maybe other states would follow suit.
Well, you know, there's a good possibility that that our friend in Alabama, the Ten Commandments judge, Roy Moore, is going to be running for governor down there. A lot of people say, oh, he ought to run for president. And the argument is that these people can do a lot more in a governorship, if they're really a constitutionalist, than they can in Washington, where they have to fight the system all the time. If all the states would just get together and take back states' rights like it's written in the Constitution, it would eliminate 90% of our problems.
Yeah, if by some slim chance that a Roy Moore or a Ron Paul did become president, I would really fear for their life. I don't think they'd be around very long.
Well, we've heard that time and time again about John F. Kennedy. And, you know, it's pretty well documented now that he was in the process of going to change our banking system and do away with the Federal Reserve System. And I want to talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve System right now, and I appreciate your call, Jeff. Keep listening.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah.
Jim in Michigan is there when you need him.
Oh, Jim. Okay. Jim in Michigan. Did you hear the question?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right. What did you? Is there an answer to that?
Well, most of the time, what I was talking about, the voice vote is to waive the three-day rule. And then as the bill comes onto the floor, it most likely, in most circumstances, will be an electronic vote. Now, there are bills during the close of the session of Congress. On the very end, these guys are anxious to get home. And then the congressmen, they'll vote up to 60 to 90 bills in a very short period of time. They always save the porkers for last. And a lot of these bills towards the end of Congress, because they're voting on so many bills at one time, there'll be voice votes on those bills, but you cannot contest those. As far as I know, you can't contest those voice votes. But it's very rare that they do the voice vote on the actual bill itself.
Okay, let me, while you're on here, let me go back to this Tom Leist report that I was started to a while ago. But Tom says, in November of last year, I watched with horror while the lame duck session of the 108th Congress passed one assault on liberty after another, bills that we had fought to derail during the regular session.
Mm-hmm.
Congress passed a 3,000-page bill, which most representatives didn't read, to implement a national identification card and strengthen the Patriot Act. Then Congress passed a mandatory and universal mental health bill that will force our children to take mind-altering psychotropic drugs. Then, in the heat of the session, we again stopped the new civics bill that would indoctrinate our children to accept globalism rather than American ideals. All these bills Congress didn't have the guts to pass until they were safely reelected and covered by the dark of night. And then they did it, just as you were saying, in the last few hours of that session.
Oh, yeah, and I've read, in fact, Martin Gross. Professor Martin Gross wrote a book, Washington Waste A to Z, and it'll spell out in that book, if anybody's interested, it's an older book now, but if you read that book, it really gives you the insight on exactly towards say it was 103rd Congress, towards the end as that Congress is getting out, this is when they'll just vote on bills left and right, and there's no reading of the bills, and everything's waived, and they'll do voice votes on a lot of those bills just to get out of there. So most of the time, they don't know even what's going on. So
you keep pretty close watch on this. What happened to those 70-some young Republicans that went in there to change everything? Are they still in office?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, what happened was those Republicans and Democrats, and I really give them a lot of credit, when they first got in, they were all going to have a meeting. And with that much, as far as that many new representatives, they were going to make a difference and buck the leadership of the Democrat and the Republican Party. What happened was is that every single Democrat and Republican, and I think Tom Foley was a Democrat, leadership at that time. Every one of those congressmen were marched into the office individually and told right off the bat that if you go through with this, you can forget any support from us for your next run, and you won't get anything for your home state. So basically, what they did, they blackmailed them, and it fell apart very, very quickly. Which
see, you would think that would just make them stiffen up their backs and want to fight, wouldn't you?
Thank you, but it's not the case, Derry, and I was sorry to see that.
Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Well, Jim in Michigan was just talking about, and I asked the question, why? Whatever happened to those 70-some Republicans that marched in there back in 1994 were going to change things? And he commented that, hey, there were some Democrats that wanted to go along with them, and they said that they were going to buck the system, and they were called in by the party leaders or the party heads or the kingmakers and said, look, if you do this, you're not going to get any pork for your home state, and you're not going to get anything accomplished while you're here. You know, I guess that's one reason I didn't make very good grades in college, because I could not brown nose the professors. That would have just made me mad. I personally, if I would have been one of those guys, I would have been on every talk show in the country and explained exactly what was said to me. I would, you know, they've got to, you can't lay down and roll over. That's what a sheep does, and that's why coyotes kill them. If they'd stand up and fight, they're bigger than a coyote. They could take care of themselves. You know, there's no reason for people to just go in there and give up like that. I don't know. But anyhow, we know that, as we just said a moment ago or earlier in this show, the Republicans have spent way more money than the Democrats ever did, and they have become, you know, they've become part of the problem. Let's go to the telephones again. Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich. You're up next.
Yeah, Gary. Hi. Hey, I don't know if you, I guess you missed good old O'Reilly last night. He had this person on from this group. I forgot to write the name down exactly, but it's something like for identity security or something.
You know,
like that.
I got a phone. Somebody always calls me. He won't have but one thing on there that I want to watch, and somebody always makes a phone call about that time. But yes, I saw it, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was really pretty depressing. They got, and of course, Iraq's making a big thing. Oh, isn't this wonderful that these people are, they got the same people that made the Swift Boat commercials, not the same people like the Swifties, but the same company.
Now that I did see.
Yeah, and they're putting out, did you see the commercial?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, they're just making this big, they're putting it on the air in as many places as they can to make sure that this, national ID gets run through by scaring the bejesus out of people that this might not happen and all kinds of horrible things will happen if we don't have national, you know, they don't call it national ID, they call it driver's license identity security. So it's kind of scary, you know. The sheep are willingly running to slaughter.
And the more wool that the first sheep loses when he goes through the fence, the faster the rest of them will find the hole.
Yeah, and so they're out there. This is like a 527 group that's pushing for this stuff. Where are the people out there that are pushing against it? Unfortunately, it's the Clock is Right Once a Day group, you know, the Anti-Christian Lunatics Union. They're about the only people that seem to be really concerned. Got to get some real conservatives out there.
In this next Chronicle, I think it was in the Chronicle we just printed, I made the comment that where are the conservatives? They're just like the golden sheep warbler. They should be on the endangered species list because they just don't exist anymore. Let's take a break. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
The home stretch. Let's go to Oklahoma. Gerald. Hi, Gerald. You're on the air.
Good morning, Derry. Oh, I tell you, some things that you've come up with lately just scares the living bejesus out of me.
But don't let it scare you.
Well, for instance...
You'd rather know it's coming than have it slip up on you and hit you from the backside.
The point is that it's coming at all is what scares me, and I'm older than you, and I've been...
you've been around a long time, then.
Quite a while. In fact, me and my wife just celebrated our 57th Sunday.
Really? Well, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. She
deserves some kind of a feather in her cap or a crown in her or a star in her crown or something.
Well, I think she's had too many thorns already. But anyway, that's a national identification thing. And then you've been talking lately about maybe putting electronic chips in all kinds of animals.
Right.
And it scares me. Like I said, I've been a science fiction buff since I was just a little kid. So many of the things that we have had way back then, and you remember, you know, Buck Rogers and all that stuff, we have them now, including later on that book, 1984,
right.
Something like that, you know, and they had all kind of stuff embedded in people. And it scares me that if something like that gets passed and they start doing it in animals, we may not live to see it, Derry, but one of these days...
Well, you're not planning on living much longer then, because I think it's closer than you think.
Well, what I'm coming up to, though, if they get it in cattle, it's just a matter of time before they start inserting something like that into newborn babes for identification.
They already have.
They have.
They have. Now, it's not a mandatory thing, but I've written about it in the Chronicle, and I can't just remember what it was, but in some hospitals, someplace, they put a little chip in the baby's navel, and that way that nobody can steal that kid. You know, when you hear these kidnappings at hospitals, and
well, right,
they'd know right where he was, see?
Like your tracking devices on cars.
Oh, yeah, or just like this owl that we were talking about yesterday.
I missed your program yesterday, Doc.
Oh, you missed a good one. I had fun.
If I could, I know you're going to be running out of time shortly. One reason a lot of this stuff gets by because people cannot see the forest for the trees. Now, I'll give you an example. I've been retired almost 20 years, and everybody I worked with, it was optional, says, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? And I said, well, I've got to do a lot of thinking because I'm going to lose almost $500 a month on medical insurance alone. And they says, how do you figure that? And I said, well, the company right now is paying about 80 or 90% of my medical premium.
Right.
I said, I lose that. And then when I lose that with the company, then I've got to start paying for it out of my own pocket. They could not see that. In other words, it's going to cost me not just what the company didn't pay, but I got to start paying for it again, and that's somewhere between $800 and $1,000 a month that it's going to cost me. They could not see that. Now, do you see that the same way I do?
Well,
if the company's not paying for it and I'm not getting it, and then I have to get it, I'm going to have to start paying for it again. To me, that's...
And it's not going to get any cheaper. You can bet on that.
And are you on, if I'm not too personal, are you on any kind of medication?
Nothing prescription.
Oh, well,
Jeff just informed me. Yeah, I eat fighting chicken eggs.
Oh, I love, anyway, these prices since the election have gone through the roof on everything, including prescriptions and fuel. You know what gasoline and stuff doing.
Right.
And I was working on income tax last night and listing all the prescriptions my wife and I get. And one of hers, I just filled last week, three months ago I filled it. With a 10% discount, it was $302. Last week it was $329. In just 3 months, it had gone up that much.
And we are out of time. Hey, Gerald, appreciate your call. But, no, I don't take any prescription drugs. People say, who's your doctor? I say, what's a doctor? I don't have a doctor. In the meantime, I praise the Lord, and it's time to do that. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the deer are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.